Before I get into the discussion about recording conversations, I want to make it very clear that I am not a lawyer. My comments are my own interpretation of the legislation and do not reflect the views of this radio station. The applicable legislation covering the use of listening devices in New South Wales is the Surveillance Devices Act 2007. A link to the legislation will be provided on the Big Rob's Facebook page and the Big Rob's website. Section 7, subsection 1 of the Act states that a person must not knowingly install, use, or cause to be used or maintain a listening device, A, to overhear, record, monitor, or listen to a private conversation to which the person is not a party, or B, to record a private conversation to which the person is a party. Penalties can exceed $50,000 for a corporation and more than $10,000 and or up to 5 years imprisonment in any other case. Various exclusions exist in subsections 2 and 4, which are of no real relevance here. The relevant information lies in subsection 3 of the Act, which states that subsection 1b does not apply to the use of a listening device by a party to a private conversation if A, all the principal parties to the conversation consent expressly or impliedly to the listening device being so used, or B, a principal party to the conversation consents to the listening device being so used and the recording of the conversation, 1, is reasonably necessary for the protection of the lawful interests of that principal party, or 2, is not made for the purpose of communicating or publishing the conversation or a report of the conversation to persons who are not parties to the conversation. The recording of public conversations does not seem to create an issue, so I will ignore that. My interpretation of subsection 3 sees permission being given to record private conversations at any time in situations where you are a party to the conversation. This can happen if everyone agrees, as outlined in subsection 3A, which will rarely happen when police are involved, or if you believe it is necessary to record the conversation to protect your lawful interests, or the recording is not made for publication, as outlined in subsection 3B. Once police identify a person as someone who may record conversations, or someone who has done so in the past, an intelligence report is entered in the system that will follow you around for a very long time. This report warns other police officers that you may record them, and you will find most future conversations with police starting with words similar to, or do not wish to be recorded, if they have done an intelligence check on you, or they have been told you may record them. I will go further into intelligence reporting next week. In my opinion, this clear indication by police not to be recorded makes it illegal to record a private conversation with that police officer under subsection 3A. However, if we look to subsection 3B, we have two more options. If you hold a reasonable fear that your lawful interests need protecting, which is a subjective test to be determined by a reasonable person, you can still record the conversation under subsection 3B1. If you do not hold a reasonable fear that your lawful interests need protecting, you can look to subsection 3B2. This basically allows us to record a private conversation to which we are a party any time we like, regardless of other sections of the Act, as long as we have no intention of communicating or publishing the conversation or a report of the conversation to persons who are not parties to the conversation. It is my personal view that if you record a private conversation without any intention to publish it and something unlawful happens during that recording, the recording would be valid as evidence for use in court since you did not have an intention to use it. This may seem quite technical on the face of it, and may be even confusing to some. However, it could be as simple as recording all private conversations you may be involved in as long as your intention is not to publish the material at the time you record it. Police officers will advise you, tell you, warn you, and maybe even threaten you about recording conversations being a criminal offence. I've even had them standing over me when filming them in the street because they had an issue with the voice recordings. I guess they are not aware that filming them in public is not an offence. I will also look at filming and photographing police next week. Big Rob's rant is interactive while being broadcast. You can join me at facebook.com/BigRobsOz, spelled BigRobsOz, or you can follow the Big Rob's rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au. This is Big Rob on 92.9 River FM.